You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I am Derek Lavasser.
And I'm Cody Calafiore.
And we are going to dive right into the first evicted house guest on the double eviction. This is what? This is going to be number
9.
10, right?
9.
6 people left. So she's number 9. Brittany, you're right. There was two people evicted. So number 9. So evicted house guest number 9. Mm-hmm. We're going to get right into it. It's going to be Claire. As we've always stated, the jury members, we're asking questions. We're submitting them to the producers at CBS. Mm-hmm. They're asking the questions on our behalf, and we're getting to kind of react to it. We're going to be short tonight. So, because full disclosure, it's 1 o'clock in the morning right now when we're doing this. Cody's got a trip tomorrow, but we want to make sure we get this episode out to you tomorrow morning. So we're getting it done. So without further ado, Claire, first question. Cody, take it away.
Well, so this is just the intro, obviously. Every time, that's right. So every time, what you guys are not hearing is the producers reading to them. They get the intro of, you are right now interviewing with the Winner's Circle. You're being interviewed by the Winner's Circle with Derek and Cody. So then we get Claire responding.
Hello, Derek and Cody. I am, of course, big fans of both your games. Cody, I do follow you on Twitch. I am a supporter. You are welcome.
Thank you, Claire.
As well, but very excited to be answering some questions for both of you.
All right. First of all, I do thank you, Claire, because what you guys don't know, for those of you that don't follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/CodeCalafiore.
There we go.
She's part of the alliance. So on Twitch, if you drop the follow, you join the group, you subscribe to the channel, you're part of the alliance. So Claire, I appreciate you being a part of the alliance. And I got to be honest with you, my Twitch is going to be absolutely bonkers when they hear that.
You got to get her on, bro. You got to get her on.
She will 1,000,000% be on my Twitch for
now,
sure.
We say it every week. I know you're queuing up the next question. You know, we don't take for granted that these individuals are normal people, and a lot of them watch the show beforehand. We've been saying all season long, she's a super fan. The girl's following you on Twitch. She probably doesn't play games at all, but she's following you because she's a Big Brother fan, you know, and maybe she's a gamer. I shouldn't assume.
No, she was tuning in probably for like Big Brother recap and talk that I was talking about.
You're doing it with Paulie and stuff like that and all that good stuff. So, I mean, she's a fan. And as we always say it, we're not just saying it to put a blanket on it. We appreciate all of them. We like all of them. No one really rubbed me the wrong way this season where I was like, I can't stand that person. We were a little critical, more me, critical of Claire's game because I expected so much from her. Mm-hmm. I know what she's capable of.
Yeah.
I know what she's capable of. I thought she had a very good chance at winning this season. And we've already listened to the answers. So I think some of it's going to be enlightening as you guys hear her answers. And it kind of does hold true with what we've been saying as far as her being very good socially, but not so good competitively. Spoiler alert, there may be some strategy to that. We'll have to listen to what she says and we'll dive into it. So first question, you got the first one, right?
First question is, again, guys, same with each house guest that's evicted. Claire, what were your expectations before you going into the house? And were those expectations met? Or were if they weren't, how were they different?
I definitely had expectations to win. And so that was a little bit off. But I think I also thought that I would be able to mastermind this season. And I expected to be in there with a bunch of dummies who weren't fans at all. And this cast was so different. This cast was full of huge super fans who wanted to get in and wanted to play hard and wanted to play fast. And I wasn't ready for that, but I think I held my own to a certain extent, but that was definitely way different than I expected.
Claire, that's what we thought you were going to do as well. Derek especially, because I will say this, Derek was in Claire's corner from the jump. And so I'll let you dive into that.
No, I think she nailed it. This was a very good cast as far as their attention to detail and their strategies and what they were in, how fast they started playing. And it was a very good cast. It was a very knowledgeable cast. But, you know, the last episode that we were just talking about, we literally ended. If you haven't gone and seen that, it's the recap from week 10, episode 10. I said that you can have an idea of what the game is like on the outside. You can take all your notes. You can do everything you want to do. You can have all these understandings of what you would do if you were in their position. But once you get in there, even for myself, you know, everyone thought I had an easy ride. I was so overwhelmed for the first 40 or 50 days because all of you guys were like winning competitions and strategizing. And I'm right. like, this is so much more difficult than I thought it was going to be. Right. And I did undercover work for 4.5 years. And I was like, this is really hard. And I think there's some truth to what she's saying as far as the players she was going up against. And mm-hmm. I think some of it is just not knowing how difficult this game really is right. until you get in there. And I think she was humble about it. She yeah. said it right out. Like, I watched at home, thought I was going to be the mastermind.
Yeah.
Went in there and realized really quickly that it's not always what it seems to be when you're watching from your couch.
Yeah. And what I will say for everybody that goes in and plays future seasons, you have to be very aware of there are alliances that always form every single time, whether you have a conversation with somebody and they may be your closest ally, i.e. Tiffany, and you may be saying, I don't know, is there an alliance? You have to always assume that there is one and try to figure out where it is. And that's where I think she really kind of fell down and then the game kind of passed her by because she wasn't finding like there always is going to be a 5+ alliance, period. In these seasons. So you really want to try to focus on that if you're a future player. And that's where I think Claire's downfall was. So brings us to question numero dos.
Now that you've had the opportunity to play the game, what advice would you give to a future house guest? Because again, we know there are people like Claire that are watching this episode and maybe looking to take their own notes for when they get in there. So Claire gives you some advice as far as if you're thinking about playing the game, this is something that you may want to consider.
My advice is it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. That said, build social relations fast. Those relationships that I built on the first couple of days are what got me to where I am. Build a relationship with the first HOH. Of course, you want to be in the big alliance, but remember every single day to have fun and enjoy it because it can be cut very, very short.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the truth. You know, it is very important because a lot more times than not, the first HOH usually is somebody that you see going further in the game. This season, it wasn't the case because of kind of how that HOH was ran. But yeah, you know, I like what you said there at the end. You know, although it's a game and it is cutthroat and it is extremely stressful, you want to enjoy that because I got to be honest, some of the memories that we have when we talk about being in the Big Brother house, like I still crack up like it literally was yesterday when you and me talk about when you kind of go through the whole thing about my reactions when, you know, not to bring up a sour thing, but when Christine got booed and we had a really fun moment and that's a memory that I hold with me. And so you want to also enjoy every single day that you have in the house because it could be cut short quickly. And then you're going to reminisce and you're going to miss some of those moments.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I'm glad that she already has that mindset, even just being evicted a couple hours before taping this. Mm-hmm. And I agree with everything you said. You know, that was the best summer of my life. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because I won. I don't know. But I know that leading up to the point before winning, it would still have been the best summer mm-hmm. of my life. It was so much fun. We did have a lot of memories and we still talk about it to this day because of how great it was. So that is a very good point. We talk a lot about strategy here and what you should do. It's kind of always game oriented, but at the foundation of what advice, if we could only give one piece, it would be to go in there and enjoy every moment because there's a lot of twists, a lot of turns, and your time in there is not promised.
Exactly.
So it could go in there, enjoy every day, go in the backyard, cook in the kitchen, do all the check off the BB bucket list, all the
things. Go in the pool.
Yes. Do it all because you could be there one day and the next day be sitting at home. So great advice, Claire. Couldn't agree more.
Yep. Which question number three is now a little bit of who, which I think a lot of us have a good understanding. There's something that she responds to at the end of this, which, you know, obviously would have thrown a wrench in a lot of things. But this is, if you were still in the house and you had won HOH this past week, who would have been your targets and why?
If I had won HOH this week, I would have targeted X and Alyssa again. I probably would have put Derek F up as a replacement nominee, but I do just think X and Alyssa are playing such a strong game, and they are just very, very well positioned. I would have hoped to continue working with Kyland in some regard, although he is very self-interested. I just felt like X and Alyssa were the biggest threats in my game.
So it's what she says there at the end about Kyland. And I think that's where his target's coming from. She said something about him being self-interested. So I guess they must be chatting about how he's only concerned about himself and he's only worried about doing what's good for him. And so maybe not something that we're catching. You know, I'm not, obviously we say this all the time, we're not on the feeds 24/7. Not something that we're catching in the live shows, but obviously something that's being talked about in the house.
Yeah, they had a little bit of a beef today, a little bit of a quarrel today. Nothing crazy, but, you know, she was trying to win Kyland over and, you know, on some things and it didn't work out. But and because Kyland very kind of, you know, he's all he beats around the bush a lot and she was getting frustrated.
Right.
Yeah. You know, she was that seems obvious to me. She was going to go after Derek. She was going to have to go Xavier, go after Alyssa. That's a Tiffany move. You know, I really think based on what she said here is not so much a knock on her, but a testament to how great the cookout has really done this season because she's super smart. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You look at her accolades before the show. Right. You look at what she did in the house. You look at what she's going to talk about in a few minutes. Like, she really did her homework. She's a very smart woman. And she is either A, absolutely clueless about the cookout, or B, she was scared to kind of point it out because of, you know, obviously social media and all that. Right. It could be a combination of the two.
I think it definitely
but
is.
But I think there's definitely an element of it where she might know there's something going on, especially after Tiffany talking to her and telling her she made a promise to herself to not do you know, certain things. I still don't think she knows how significant of an alliance it is and how strategic and how well thought out and structured it's been through this entire season. I think she's going to be shocked to find that out, that she didn't pick up on it.
I think they're all going to be shocked to a certain degree. I think a lot of it has to do with what you just said, you know, because they might be nervous. Like, say you peg that alliance and it's not an alliance, you could get some serious back. You're wrong. You get horrible backlash. And so, you know, part of that is kind of involved in it. But she also, I don't think even with those conversations with Tiffany, and I think it just rings true to the strong game that some of the, like Tiffany, Xavier, they're just playing such an incredible game that it's going right past people.
Yeah, she has no clue how deep Tiffany, and you know, she was saying, you know, she would go after Derek Eck. She would go after Xavier. I keep saying Derek Eck, Xavier and Alyssa. Again, would that necessarily be best for her game? No, it'd be best for Tiffany's.
And that's because everything that Tiffany has just been hitting her with constantly, every single day. When you have that, it's like when you and I were working together, man. We just go over it every single day. And it's like our things just became becomes one. And that's her relationship with Tiffany.
Absolutely. You can definitely hear a lot of Tiffany talking through her. Yes, so kudos to Tiffany. Great job. The next question, who's in the best position in the house? And who would you like to see evicted next? We've tried this question a couple times.
Yeah.
It never really hits hard because they, you know, they all like each other. They all seem to be getting along really well, but you guys can hear what Claire has to say and judge for yourself.
Yeah.
Best position is weird because
you want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Are we talking about best position to get to the end, or are we talking about best position to win? I think that X is in a very good position in this house. And honestly, I think that Kyland potentially could maneuver his way to the end as well. And I don't really see anyone taking Derek F out anytime soon. So I think all three of them are very well positioned in the house. And on the flip side, I hope that all three of them follow very soon. And hopefully that they will be taken out and people will recognize the positions that they're in.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know about Derek F, but I think she more is referring to Xavier. And no knock on Derek F. Obviously, I just want to preface that with love Derek F.
Yeah.
But I think she just, you know, what we're hearing more and more every single week, which is why we feel it's going to be if you guys watched our recap, Xavier has slid down from the number one spot, because week after week, you hear people come out and say, I see Xavier in one of the best spots in the house. So obviously it's one being talked about. They're all kind of connected on it. They all are seeing it. And that is not great for our boy X. But honestly, you know, the awareness for hopefully X can become aware of that, and just so that he can take himself one step further.
Every week we try and dissect these answers, because that's what we do here. Right. And I'm trying to read not what she's saying, but what she's not saying. So for this question, which is really the only true psychological interrogation question that we have in here, that I'm trying to get some information out of them. Remember, guys, this is a jury member. You're getting this right here on the winner's circle. So this is what you can take away from this. It's not that big of a secret if you really just listen to it again. She wants Kyland, Xavier, and Derek F. in the jury house with her. Process of reasonable deduction. Who's left? Azza, Tiffany, and Hannah. Mm-hmm. She ain't rooting for Azza.
Right.
So my point is, what you guys can take away from this, when you're starting to play out scenarios in your head, if there's a final two where it's Tiffany and anybody, or Hannah and anybody, unless that anybody is like an Xavier and he like has a great speech, Claire's voting for Hannah or Tiffany. Correct. That's who she wants to win. Yeah. She's a jury member. If one of those two individuals are able to make it to the final two, you're looking at one of their votes right here.
Right. And I even think, you know, part of that whole thing about X playing a great game, being in the best position, I still think with that analysis that you just gave, even if Tiffany or Hannah are sitting next to X, she might end up going with them over him.
I agree with you.
You know,
if Tiffany's sitting next to Xavier,
100%. That's, I think, a given.
Tiffany getting that vote. Yeah. I would do the same. If it's right. somewhat close, if I hadn't made it to the final two and I was sitting there and you were next to Frankie, who played a great competitive game, but you had won some other competitions.
Yeah.
If I'm like, hey, if it's even close, if it's 60-40 in favor for Frankie, mm-hmm. I'm giving my vote to Cody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I'm because that's loyalty. Like, right. And she wasn't, and that's is another thing you can take from this. We were talking on the recap about, how was Tiffany's conversation with her? Did she get through to her? Is there any bitterness there? Is there any resentment?
Yep.
Nope. Exactly. Tiffany did her job. Now, when cookout members start going to the jury house, could what we're seeing on camera here change? We've seen it in the past.
Right.
So it absolutely could. So nothing guaranteed here. Her being a cheerleader for Hannah and Tiffany is right now. She's going to go into the jury house with that same, you know, that same goal of rooting for Tiffany, rooting for Hannah, trying to tell them how great of a game she played. However, when the cookout members come in, depending on what information they give to Claire and say, hey, listen, she was playing you the whole time, it could change. We'll have to see. Is Claire able to separate emotion from strategy? We're going to find out.
Yep.
Final question. You got it, right?
Final question is just... Wait, what was the fuck? Because we switched it up this week.
Final question. We changed it up a little bit. It's kind of, we wanted to throw a little something at her. We know that you guys were hitting us up, letting us know that there's a potential Claire had made a BB Bible, a journal, where she was actually taking notes on previous seasons and kind of developing her own strategy based on things that people did right, things that people did wrong. So the question we asked her was, hey, we heard through the grapevine you made your own little BB Bible. What would you add in that BB Bible for yourself and as far as your game's concerned? I think she was surprised to have us mention that. I think
she was super excited. That's why you could see on her face right now. You'll guys see it right now. It's pretty awesome.
My notes, I could have used them in there. I had my BB Bible of all the competitions, advice. I kept notes on when I was watching seasons. My notes on myself would have been, hey, she laid low. She built, you know, alliances when she needed to. She had a lot of alliances. And honestly, they didn't really blow up on her ever. No one ever found out that I was in 1,000 alliances with Tiffany. But I would also say to make sure that I had individual relationships as well as the relationships that I had with Tiffany. Both are really crucial in the game.
I like that, you know, because that gives us a little bit of an insight too, which I'm glad people can hear that. What they just heard, and it was that she was in a ton of alliances. You don't see that on the show. There's so much that you miss just watching the live show. And, you know, Claire was in, I remember looking at a web one time and her name was included in multiple, nothing obviously that made the live show, because it wasn't a storyline with the cookout being the alliance. That was a storyline of the season. But, you know, she was playing the game she just was outside of that one alliance. Of all the alliances she had, she was outside of the one that was the one that was running the show. So
Claire's going to watch this, and it, you know, I think she's going to watch it. And if she does, I would say what I've been saying all along, and I will probably talk after this, but good social player. It looks like her strategy was to go in there and lay low, not win too many comps, and kind of be somewhat of a floater and just make alliances with everyone. You know, that's what she's telling us right there. It's kind of what she did. She had a very good social game. I would tell her that what really resulted in her being in the position she's in is she didn't win competitions. Yeah. The narrative for this season, regardless of who wins now, will be that the Cookout was one of the best alliances from start to finish and just really took the game over from the start. If Claire or anybody else for that matter, Alyssa or any of these other evicted house guests, Sarah Beth, Derek X, you got to win competitions. Mm-hmm. They would have had to have won competitions, sniffed something out, and found a way to get one of the Cookout members up against the other one so that there would be a fracture, there'd be some dissension. Mm-hmm. The other Cookout members would have had to choose a side. Right. That would have helped maybe break up the Cookout and resulted in a new game. Mm-hmm. But by Claire not winning competitions, and I do think she threw some, but I also think she wanted to win some that she didn't. It resulted in her kind of having to go with the flow based on who was in power. And she clearly did good because there was only one other person who made it farther than her that was not part of the Cookout. So clearly she did something right. That was attach herself to Tiffany.
And the big reason why the person made it farther than her was because that person was on the block and would have been the target and then won a competition to further her game. Great. And then it was a downfall of Claire. So there is an aspect of having to win.
Yeah. What do you take away from this? This girl had BB notes.
Yeah.
That's the epitome of a super fan. She's watched, from what I've heard, read, she watched every season. She's taken notes like this was a class.
Yeah.
And here we are still a few weeks ago. She's the eighth person. No, what I'm sorry. What did we say? Ninth person evicted. Ninth person evicted. So it's not bad. She made jury.
Fourth person. You know, that's something to be proud of.
But still, pretty early when you consider the background she has and how much she studied. What do you take away from that?
That the game that you watch on TV and watching the feeds doesn't necessarily equate to what it is like involving all of that in the social in-person setting, like socially in person, being aware of different things and being able to pick up on that and then have the ability to have a good social game yourself, but also kind of know what's going on in the house because you're getting it from all different angles. It's not the same when you're on the couch watching as when you're sitting in the backyard, sitting on the hammock, hanging out inside in the kitchen. You've said it every single week, how being a super fan doesn't correlate sometimes.
Right. And I mean, even me, I wasn't a super fan. I watched a bunch of seasons leading up to the show because I became a fan.
Right.
But I wasn't watching since season one, season two, season three. So, you know, it's some people can go in there who've never watched the show before, a la Paul Abraham, just go in there and crush it. So,
correct.
I like Claire. Liked her from the beginning. But like I said, we had high hopes for her. She should be proud of herself. It's not easy to make jury. And so she's going to get to decide who wins this game. I am really interested to see Claire's demeanor as they start to do the jury segment some more, where other people, when Cookout members go to the jury.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you can kind of see like there's stuff that happens in the jury where the next time they do a jury segment, certain people aren't talking to each other. There's a lot of drama.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering once they start finding out definitively what happened, will Claire be accepting of that? My guess is yes.
Yeah.
Without
a doubt, because, you know, just based off the answers that she was given to Tiffany about why she understood why she was going to be going on the block and ultimately probably knew there's a really
even what she said to Julie, home. Right?
Right.
She said it to Julie right out. You know, listen, I understand. I get it. So not knowing the name, I don't think it makes a difference. Yeah. And Tiffany really did try to save her. So Tiffany's sitting up there against anyone. She's got it. I think she would maybe give it to Xavier over Hannah. Because she's not like super tight with Hannah, but it'll be interesting. I think, you know, that's my big takeaway from this interview is she's a jury member. Mm. Everyone in the jury that we've interviewed so far has said Xavier's, you know, more than likely Xavier or Kylan are playing the best game. Nobody said Tiffany.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how good of a game she's playing. She's going to have to relay what she's done in the season if she makes final two. But what I've taken away from it is, right now, Claire's a vote for, let's recap it real quick, right? We'll do it, and then we'll end it on that. Yep. So first jury member is Brittany. Who would she vote for out of Xavier, Kyland, Tiffany, or Hannah? Now, I'm not discrediting Derek F. or Oz. I'm just saying, you know, if that's the final, one of those four, who would Brittany give the vote to?
I think it's tough. What I think is going to go on with Brittany is Brittany's going to be very influenced by what comes into the house. Because being that first jury member, you don't really fully comprehend. You don't really fully see what a lot of these other jury members are seeing. And so I think Brittany will be heavily influenced by people that join and are actually vocal. Like if you see Derek F. come in,
that's what I was going to say.
Starts talking, Brittany will probably vote where he votes.
And who's he going to be pushing for in there?
X.
You got it.
Okay.
He's going to be pushing for X unless Xavier screws him over.
Right.
But if Xavier, you know, stays loyal to him and a Tiffany or Hannah get him out, I think he goes in there and he's a cheerleader for Kyland and Xavier. Azza, she has a little bit of a crush on Xavier, but I could see her going anyway. But Brittany would probably go X if she's influenced. Sarah Beth, Kyland.
Mm-hmm.
We're just talking about their number ones.
Yep.
We'll say X, Kyland, Derek X. I think Derek X is going to vote for the best player, although he did have a good relationship with Tiffany before he left.
But he had a good relationship with Hannah and Tiffany, and so is he going to go personal?
Oh, Hannah. I forgot about Hannah. No, Hannah. Hannah's his number one.
Yeah.
You're right. He was super tight with her. If Hannah gets there, she's got Derek X's vote, unless he feels scorned by the fact that she kind of burned.
But I also could feel like Derek X will like weigh everything considering. I'd be like, oh, well, I liked her the most, you know, because that he was saying he doesn't want to see in his interview. He didn't want to see Tiffany. I think he would said, I would like to see X come out because that could help Tiffany. And so I think he'll be, you know, I don't think he'll vote because I was closest with her.
I'll tell you what, man, it's going to be good because then like we said, we have Claire tonight. Claire thinks Xavier's playing the best game.
Yeah.
However, she definitely would vote for Tiffany or Hannah if they're sitting in the final two, maybe even against X. So as we're starting to play out the numbers for you guys keeping track at home, it's pretty evenly split, especially if we end up with a final two, which I don't know if we will. But if we ended up with a final two where it's Tiffany against Xavier for final two.
I would love that.
What do you think the chances are of that happening?
None.
He said, he was like, dude, he even take a second to think about it.
No, it's never, Tiffany's not sitting next to Xavier. No way.
Advice, I don't think Xavier would take her either.
Oh,
so
no way.
Fair play to Tiffany because Xavier wouldn't take her. Fascinating stuff. Always like these interviews. It gives us a different insight.
Yeah.
Anything to round it out because it is 1:23 in the morning.
Nah, man. I'm happy that we got this one out because there's no telling, honestly, when the next one's going to come because they had to do all this stuff with Claire and Alyssa. Probably, you know, she got out of the house. She hadn't probably started yet. So it's going to take them a little bit of time. So I'm glad we got this one. This is what we're doing.
Might
we're
be a few days for Alyssa.
Yeah. But we are grinding it out for you guys the best that we can do. So I hope you guys are enjoying the content. And thank you for joining us here.
Absolutely. He said it best, man. We appreciate your time. Hope you enjoyed the interview. We'll see you next week on the Winner's Circle. Take care.